Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Parliament passes Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 today. Defence Ministry to procure advanced guns and vehicles worth 6,900 crore rupees to enhance Army's operational readiness. India calls US CIRF an entity of concern, terms panel's reports on religious freedom as politically motivated. Hundreds of Palestinian states protest against Hamas, demanding an end to war with Israel. And in IPL T20 cricket match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Rajasthan Royals underway in Guwahati. Parliament has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of their auditors. Replying to a debate, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the government has undertaken several reforms to strengthen the banking sector in the country.
We'll be focusing on a lot of structural reforms, but our efforts are not restricted only to that. We have deepened financial inclusion, took banking to the last citizen, and ensured that citizen-centric banking is importantly served as an interface. 55 crore Jan Dhan accounts have been opened, of which over 55% of them are women, and 66% have been in rural or semi-urban centered bank branches.
She said that the public sector banks have recorded highest ever net profit of 1.41 lakh crore rupees in the last year.
The public sector banks have recorded the highest ever net profit of 1.41 lakh crores in the last year. I'm sure they will do it this year as well. Most often they say fugitives, they've ran away with public money, small people are being harassed. No, small people should not be harassed. We are periodically through the Reserve Bank of India telling banks, telling our NBFCs that you have no business to go and harass anybody. Duly, yes, follow it up, but you can't threaten people or get into their house at ungodly hours and threaten them and so on.
Later, after completion of the business, the Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, adjourned the House for the day. The Lok Sabha has passed the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. Replying to the debate on the bill today, Union Cooperative Minister Amit Shah said that this legislation will empower the rural economy and help in creating self-employment and developing small entrepreneurs.
सहकारिता एक ऐसा क्षेत्र है जो देश में एक प्रकार से हर परिवार को छूता है हर गांव में कोई न कोई ऐसी इकाई है जो सहकारिता के माध्यम से कृषि विकास ग्रामीण विकास और स्वरोजगारी के काम के अंदर जुटी हुई है देश के विकास के अंदर योगदान करती है और ये जो विधेयक है इससे ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था सशक्त होगी स्वरोजगार और छोटी उद्यमिता इसका विकास होगा सामाजिक समावेशन भी बढ़ेगा और नवाचार और अनुसंधान में भी
Earlier, initiating the discussion, Gyaniban Nagaji Thakur of the Congress initiated the discussion. She said it is a matter of pride that the first cooperative university will be established in Gujarat. Virendra Singh of the Samajwadi Party questioned the criteria for appointment of the Vice Chancellor and governing body of the university. Later, Lok Sabha adjourned for the day. Minister of Defence, MOD, today signed contracts for procurement of 155 mm, 52 calibre advanced towed artillery gun systems and high-mobility vehicles, 6x6 gun towing vehicles, to enhance Indian Army's operational readiness. The contracts were signed with Bharat Forge Limited and Tata Advanced System Limited in New Delhi, at a total cost of about 6,900 crore rupees. We have more from a correspondent.
With the signing of these contracts, the Ministry of Defence has now finalised capital procurement contracts worth 1.40 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year 2024-2025. The procurement of gun systems and high mobility vehicle marks a significant milestone in the modernisation of the artillery regiments and enhancing operational readiness. This gun system will replace the vintage and a smaller caliber guns and enhance the artillery capabilities of the Indian Army by enabling precise and long-range strikes. Being the first major procurement of towed guns from the private sector by the Indian Army, the project will provide a boost to the Indian gun manufacturing industry in particular and the indigenous defense manufacturing ecosystem as whole. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
NDA leaders from Bihar have gathered at the residence of BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal in New Delhi for a meeting over dinner. BJP President JP Nadda, senior BJP leaders of the state, as well as senior leaders of JDU, LGPR, Hindustan Awam Morcha Secular, and the Rashtriya Lok Morcha are attending the meeting, along with NDA MPs from Bihar. The meeting, which is taking place ahead of the Bihar Assembly poll, scheduled later this year, is intended to further fine-tune coordination among the alliance partners in the state. Earlier, talking to reporters, Union Minister and LGPR Chief Chirag Paswan said that during the meeting, the leaders will discuss the strategies for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar.
पार्लियामेंट का सत्र चल रहा चुनावी वर्ष है निरंतरता में बैठकों का दौर अब चलेगा ही उस क्रम में आज सब लोग एक साथ बैठ के आने वाले चुनाव को लेकर सरसरी तरीके से चर्चाओं की शुरुआत की जाए तमाम रणनीतियां तय की जाएंगी क्या रणनीति होगी चुनाव में किस सोच के साथ हम लोग जाएंगे क्या क्या हमारे पॉइंट्स होंगे सरकार की उपलब्धियां कैसे जनता के बीच रखी जाएंगी सीट शेयरिंग को लेकर किसके खाते में कितनी सीटें इन तमाम विषयों को लेकर चर्चा होगी
The Minister of Corporate Affairs, MCA, will host a virtual candidate open house tomorrow for the PM internship scheme, building on the success of his previous sessions. The interactive forum will offer invaluable insights and real-time answers to applicants' most pressing questions. Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi tomorrow. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. The Supreme Court stayed the controversial order of the Allahabad High Court and said the judgment showed a lack of sensitivity. The controversial order of the Allahabad High Court observed that acts like grabbing breasts or breaking the string of the pyjamas do not constitute an attempt to rape and the prosecution must go beyond this stage of preparation to prove his charges against a rape accused. The apex court strongly criticized the remarks, calling them insensitive and reflecting an inhuman approach. This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates round the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Minister of External Affairs today said that the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, should be designated as an entity of concern. Dismissing the findings of the recently released 2025 annual reports by USCIRF, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that USCIRF continues its pattern of issuing biased and politically motivated assessments. He made these remarks after USCIRF, in his report, claimed that attacks against India's minorities rose in 2024. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on the India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kyung Wa Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that since October last year, relations between the two countries have seen some improvement, with both nations working on various aspects of the ties.
The United States, which has been for the last 80 years the most powerful country and the country which in many ways underwrote global rules and practices. If the United States starts to change its terms of dealing with the world. So there is something very deep, very profound, very consequential which is happening right now. And there is another trend which precedes that, which is the rise of China. The changed American view of globalization has a lot to do with the rise of China.
A new group protection insurance scheme for blue-collar workers in the UAE has been introduced. The scheme, facilitated by the Consulate General of India, was floated by Dubai National Insurance, DNI, and its marketing partner Nexus Insurance Brokers LLC at the Consulate General of India in Dubai, building upon the Life Protection Plan LPP introduced in March 2024. This new group protection insurance scheme aims to enhance financial security for Indian blue-collar workers and other employees in the UAE. Hundreds of Palestinians have joined protests in northern Gaza, shouting anti-Hamas slogans and calling for an end to the war with Israel. Local media reported that protests took place in front of the Indonesia hospital in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. It said some protesters were seen carrying banners emblazoned with slogans including "Stop the War." The Gaza Strip has been devastated by 17 months of war, with the humanitarian situation worsening after Israel blocked aid on the 2nd of this month to pressure Hamas into releasing hostages. Russia said that some Western sanctions must be lifted before it begins a maritime ceasefire with Ukraine, within hours of the US announcing that the two sides had agreed to hold strikes in the Black Sea in separate deals. The Kremlin said it would only take place once sanctions on a number of Russian banks were lifted. The demands include revoking sanctions on the state agricultural bank, Roselkosbank, and restoring the firm's access to the SWIFT international payment system. On the seventh day of the Khelo India Para Games in Delhi, powerlifters and table tennis players delivered strong performances and competed fiercely against each other.
In powerlifting, a total of four national records were set by Jaspreet Kaur in the 45kg category, Manish Kumar in the 54kg, Seema Rani in the 61kg and Jhandu Kumar in the 72kg category. Today in the men's elite 107+kg category, Pradeep Jhun won the gold medal, Nadeem secured silver and Shyam Singh claimed bronze. In the women's elite 79kg category, Sahista clinched the gold medal, Gitika Sharma earned silver and Sunita settled at the bronze. With this, the para powerlifting competition concluded today. In para table tennis, Rishit Nathwani secured the gold medal by defeating Abhishek Kumar Singh by 3-0. In another final match, Sumit Sehgal clinched gold after beating Jaswant with the same 3-0 score. In the overall medal tally, Haryana is in the lead, followed by Tamil Nadu in second place and Uttar Pradesh in third. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the IPL T20 cricket today, Rajasthan Royals were 147 for 8 wickets in 19.2 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and opted to bowl. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms is also expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and some parts of Punjab tomorrow. According to the IMD, maximum temperatures are expected to rise gradually by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the plains of northwest India to the next 2 days and then fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius thereafter. Odisha is expected to witness a heat wave on the 29th and 30th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Parliament passes Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 today. Defence Ministry to procure advanced guns and vehicles worth 6,900 crore rupees to enhance Army's operational readiness. India calls USCIRF an entity of concern. Terms panel's reports on religious freedom is politically motivated. Hundreds of Palestinians stage protest against Hamas, demanding an end to war with Israel. And in IPL T20 cricket, match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Rajasthan Royals underway in Guwahati. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.